What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Whitten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening. The mop bucket is rusty and putrid. It doesn't get much use. The lobby is always clean. And we don't clean the rooms. I don't clean them, I mean. The manager never cleans anything. But she asks me to clean when needed. When anything is needed, she asks for me. The violent messes in the rooms stay within their walls. There's never a need to look after them. But sometimes there's a mess in the lobby. Tonight there was. It's not often. I don't remember the last time it happened, but it must have because I knew where the mop bucket was. And I remember this smell. It's worse than the smell in the lobby. But I'm used to the way the guests smell after they check in. Mold water isn't something I'm used to. I can clean up the guts, though. The mush. Usually the guests are so used to going right to their rooms, nothing happens down here. But not Mary. Mary liked to talk, I think. Maybe she didn't like it. Maybe she just did it. The way an addict does what they do long after they enjoy it. She talked to the manager and to me. We tried to take her to her room. I had built a very nice room for her. Sand and ropes. I hope we get to use it sometime. But tonight the guest didn't even make it to the elevator.
She never even got to the hallway.
I had the train car all to myself, which most people would prefer, I know, but it was a long ride and I wouldn't have minded the company. I usually travel with a companion, actually, but today it was
she
a little different.
She went on and on. The manager listened. She's so very good with the guests. I waited nearby, even though the guest only had one bag and she never put it down. It's my job to take the guests to the rooms. One of my jobs. Right now my job is to mop. The mop stinks. The water stinks. When it mixes with the blood that's already turned brown, the whole mess goes dark, dark gray. At first, the brushes just push the gore around. Little bits of meat and bone. I wring it out in the bucket. Slop Mary around. Wring it out in the bucket. Slop Mary around. Wring it out in the bucket. Slop Mary around. Wring it out in the bucket. The manager waits patiently at the desk in case another guest comes in tonight. I put the guest's jawbone in the bucket. It's still in one piece. I remember what she was saying to me. The only thing I really remember her saying to me...
After a long day, the one thing that I really want is a nice hot shower. I know it's cliché, but it really does decompress me, resets me. No matter what's going on in my life, a nice hot shower or a cool bath.
Then she said a few more things, but it didn't make sense to me. The manager smiling politely and nodding occasionally. But the guest just kept going. So long she talked, without breaking. Eventually, she ran out of breath because she couldn't stop. I try to untangle the mop from Mary's hair. Her eyes watered and her veins got thick and visible on her face. Then her eyes bulged out and I could tell she was trying to scream, but she was still talking and smiling. It never takes as long as they think. The panic comes. The irrational thoughts. Survival. It doesn't make sense to us or anyone. But in the moment, they only want one thing, whatever it is, and they will bleed to get it. They will bleed all their blood out just for 1 second of relief. I've mopped up all of Mary's blood now. I'll have to clean up the stinking mop water once I move the body, though. It's made such a mess. It's always the same. The first cut, the first break. It makes the most mess. And the rest that follows is dressing. Dressed up. The biggest gush came when Mary finally managed to get her jaw off. Then the real panic set in. And she would have made a bigger mess, but she slipped. I think on her own blood. She didn't have long to try and stand back up before she went. But the mess was enough. My bucket is full of brown-gray water. Full to the brim. When I put it back in the closet, I hope that somehow, It's not as stinky when I need it again. But I'm used to the way the guests smell after they check in. But I'm used to the way the guests smell after they check in. But I'm used to the way the guests smell. Mary liked to talk. She went on and on. She's so very good with the guests. It's my job to take the guests to the rooms. One of my jobs. The water stinks. When it mixes with the blood that's already turned brown, the whole mess goes dark, dark gray. I try to untangle the mop from Mary's hair. Talking and smiling. She was still. The panic comes. The biggest gush came when Mary finally managed to get her jaw off. When I put it back in the closet, I hope that somehow it's not as stinky when I need it again. When I put it back in the closet, I hope that somehow it's not as stinky when I need it again.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.